this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, June 25th, 2015, James Taylor scores his first Billboard number one album when Before the World sells 97,000 units during the previous week, edging out Taylor Swift's 1989, which was knocked down into the number two spot. On this day in 2009, a Sgt. Pepper souvenir poster bearing the signatures of all four Beatles sells for $52,000 at a pop memorabilia auction in New York City. On this day in 2009, Michael Jackson dies at the age of 50 after suffering heart failure at his home in Beverly Hills. He earned the title the King of Pop by collecting 13 Grammy Awards and 13 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles. On this day in 2007, Hank Madras, lead singer with the Tokens on The Lion Sleeps Tonight, dies of lung cancer at the age of 68. On this day in 1993, Bruce Springsteen is a surprising guest on David Letterman's final show as host of NBC's Late Night. After more than 11 years at NBC, Letterman begins a similar show on CBS 2 months later. On this day in 1992, Billy Joel gets his diploma 25 years after leaving high school. The piano man had overslept and missed his English and gym finals in 1967. On this day in 1987, Bodlew Bryant, one of Nashville's most prolific songwriters, dies of cancer at the age of 67. Bryant and his wife, Felice, wrote many of the Everly Brothers hits, including Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, and All I Have to Do Is Dream. On this day in 1983, for the first time in the history of Billboard, there are more foreign acts in the top 100 than American artists. On this day in 1969, the Hollies record He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, accompanied by Elton John on piano. And on this day, June 25th, 1966, what rock and roll legend is arrested for inciting a riot and refusing to obey a police order at a nightclub in Port Arthur, Texas? This hitmaker had a crowd of between 200 and 400 whipped into a frenzy and refused to stop singing when requested to do so by police. The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go!
On this day, June 25th, 1966, a rock and roll rhythm and blues great is arrested for inciting a riot and refusing to obey a police order at a nightclub in Port Arthur, Texas. He had a crowd of between 200 and 400 whipped into a frenzy and refused to stop singing when requested to do so by police. His first hit came in 1958 with Lonely Teardrops. And in 1975, while performing his first hit in concert and singing the line, "My heart is crying lonely teardrops," he grabs his chest and collapses. Even Dick Clark, who hosted the show, thought it was part of the act. But the act was over for Jackie Wilson. He never recovers and spends the next 3 years in a comatose state until his death. Here's Jackie Wilson and the haunting Lonely Teardrops.
Thank you.
nothing but burnt crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow never dry. Lonely teardrops.